This is Akashvani. A review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Saira Mujtaba. First from the Lok Sabha. Writer is Asim Kamal of PTI. The resolution for the removal of Om Birla from the post of Lok Sabha was defeated by a voice vote today after a heated debate that saw the government and opposition benches trade barbs. While Union Home Minister Amit Shah launched a scathing attack on the Congress, saying that the House will be run by its own rules and not by the rules of a party, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi claimed that he was stopped from speaking in the Lok Sabha on multiple occasions. Mr. Gandhi asserted that the House does not represent one party but the whole country. Intervening in the debate on the resolution to remove Birla from the post of Lok Sabha Speaker, Mr. Shah said it is not an ordinary event as after nearly four decades, such a motion has been brought against the Speaker. Mr. Shah said the BJP has been in opposition for the longest period of time, but the party never brought a no-confidence motion against the Speaker. He stated that according to the established history of this House, its proceedings are conducted on the basis of mutual trust. Mr. Shah said the Speaker serves as a neutral custodian, representing both the ruling party and the opposition. He said it is unfortunate for parliamentary politics that a resolution for the removal of the Speaker has come. Mr. Shah said the opposition raised questions on Birla's integrity and contended that it was akin to questioning the country's democratic processes. He said that Leader of the Opposition, Rahul Gandhi, claims he is not allowed to speak in the House while he himself does not want to speak. Referring to bills introduced by the government in the past few years, he said the Leader of the Opposition did not participate in discussions on the bills. Shah said that during key parliamentary sessions, Rahul Gandhi travels abroad. Earlier, participating in the discussion, BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad also targeted Rahul Gandhi without naming him. The former union minister said Rahul Gandhi should read the book on parliamentary norms. Following this, Congress MPs created an uproar and rushed towards the well. The uproar later subsided when Rahul Gandhi was allowed to speak. Mr. Gandhi said he was stopped from speaking in the Lok Sabha on multiple occasions and asserted that the House does not represent one party but the whole country. Mr. Prasad pointed out that while participating in the discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address in the first phase of the budget session, Mr. Gandhi had made some remarks about the memoirs of a former army chief. Mr. Prasad said that Mr. Gandhi was repeatedly told that the book had not been published, yet he persisted. He said that the publisher later issued an official statement stating that the book had not been published and that legal action would be taken for using it. The BJP MP said he does not understand why this no-confidence motion was brought in. Mr. Prasad said that from Indira Gandhi and Rajiv Gandhi to Sonia Gandhi, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, L.K. Advani and Sushma Swaraj, numerous leaders have served as LOPs in the House and their traditions should be respected. He said that wherever Rahul Gandhi went abroad, he mocked the Constitution, the government and the Election Commission. Prasad asked whether this is the manner in which the LOP should behave. He alleged that the opposition, especially the Congress and the Leader of the Opposition, want to create chaos in Parliament. Prasad said a baseless and sponsored motion has been brought and the BJP completely opposes it. Congress leader K.C. Venugopal alleged that Speaker Om Birla's hands were tied by the government, forcing him to act according to the ruling party's wishes. Participating in the debate, Venugopal criticized Birla for making allegations against women MPs, stating that he claimed to have concrete information suggesting that some Congress MPs might carry out an unexpected act by approaching the spot where Prime Minister Narendra Modi sits. He said this was a very defamatory and most irresponsible statement, evoking a sharp reaction from Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju. Rijiju warned Venugopal to be cautious in making allegations against Birla since the Speaker is not present to defend himself or chair the proceedings. Rijiju said nearly 25 to 30 MPs went to the Speaker's chamber. He has never witnessed such misbehaviour from MPs in front of a Speaker throughout his long career in Parliament. Venugopal argued that the Speaker's explanation for the Prime Minister's absence during the debate on the motion of thanks to the President was merely a government-created escape route to justify Modi's absence from Parliament. Trinamool Congress MP Sayoni Ghosh claimed that the voice of the opposition has been curbed. Participating in the debate, Ghosh said she had nothing personal against Birla and there have been no personal grievances against him. BJP MP Anurag Thakur alleged that Rahul Gandhi is in fact a leader of propaganda who is tarnishing the image of institutions just to stay in the headlines. The Hamirpur MP added that Birla has been impartial gave more opportunities for opposition MPs to speak in the House, and always encouraged first-time members to raise issues of urgent matters concerning their constituencies. He accused the opposition of creating a false narrative by stating that Birla targeted their leaders by expunging their remarks. Thakur said remarks of several ruling party MPs, including those of his own, have been expunged on multiple occasions. Alleging that Gandhi has FOMO, that is, fear of missing out, of being in the news, Thakur said he speaks more outside the House than inside. Taking a dig at Gandhi, he said some people come to the House without any common sense, civic sense or constitutional sense, and that their only aim was to create trouble. Likening Birla to a school principal who wants to enforce discipline, Thakur said the opposition was free to quit the school if they did not like the principal. Om Birla will remain the Speaker of Lok Sabha, he stressed. The Hamirpur MP added that Birla has been impartial, gave more opportunities for opposition MPs to speak in the House, and always encouraged first-time members to raise issues of urgent matters concerning their constituencies. Senior Bharatiya Janata Party MP Bhartruhari Mehtab targeted the opposition, asking whether it is necessary to go to the Prime Minister's seat to protest. The BJP leader took a dig at opposition members for shouting slogans near the podium, saying that many have become so adept at floating near the podium. Mehtab said that a training program should be organized for MPs on how they should conduct themselves in the House. And now a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Kumar Rahul of PTI. The opposition members in the Rajya Sabha demanded a discussion on the impact of the US-Israel against Iran on India's fuel supply. Aam Aadmi Party Rajya Sabha member Sanjay Singh said the country is grappling with a gas shortage crisis due to the ongoing war in West Asia. Participating in a discussion on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development, Mr. Singh claimed that people are standing in long queues across the country to get gas, while DMK member Tiruchi Siva demanded a discussion on the impact of the US-Israel war against Iran on India's fuel supply. AAP member said through the Ujwala scheme, around 8 to 10 crore gas cylinders are being distributed in rural areas and another 10 to 11 crore connections have been taken by people on their own, resulting in 21 crore connections in rural areas, but they are now struggling to get gas. DMK member Tiruchi Siva demanded a discussion on the impact of the war in West Asia on India, especially on fuel shortage, saying it is also imperative on the part of Parliament to discuss some burning issues that have emerged in the nation at large. Though India is not directly involved in the war, he said the war has created a huge impact with regard to fuel, especially now with natural gas and cooking gas. Every state is convening urgent meetings on how to address the issues. Restaurants are being closed due to a shortage of gas, he said, adding that prices are going up and homemakers are suffering. Parliament should also consider it as a responsibility to discuss and resolve the issue, Shiva said. Taking part in the discussion, P.P. Sunir of CPI highlighted challenges such as unemployment and agrarian crisis in rural areas and expressed concern over the decline in budgetary allocation for rural development. Similarly, Ramji of BSP lamented that many Dalit villages lack proper roads, drinking water supply, schools and healthcare facilities, contrary to the claims of the government. Priyanka Chaturvedi of Shiv Sena, UBT, pointed at farmers' waysides in Maharashtra and asserted that rural development is an important part of social and economic stability. Claims of the opposition were contested by BJP members Rekha Sharma and Anil Sugdeo Rao Bonde, who listed several steps taken up by the government for rural development. CPI members Santosh Kumar B demanded a comprehensive package to check rural distress and help farmers whose products are stuck in different parts of the country due to the ongoing West Asia crisis. The sufferers in this are the poorest cultivators, said CPI Rajya Sabha member from Kerala. Chaudhary Mohammad Ramzan of Jammu and Kashmir National Conference demanded release of funds held by the centre. He said with reference to Jammu and Kashmir, there is a liability of 196.29 crore rupees on the centre and this amount should be released to the Union Territory. BJP's Dharmashila Gupta credited the Modi government for checking the issue of fake job cards and middlemen in the rural livelihood scheme. Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari informed the Rajya Sabha that the government has decided to construct a new green express highway between Surat and Kurnool, which will reduce the distance between Delhi and Chennai by 320 kilometers. The new green express highway, starting from Surat to Nashik to Ahmednagar to Sholapur to Kurnool, and from there it will connect Chennai, Kanyakumari, Bengaluru, Hyderabad and Cochin. It is a new connectivity from North India to South India, the minister informed members. Replying to supplementary queries during the question hour, the minister said the travel time between Delhi and Mumbai will reduce to less than 12 hours after express highway from Mumbai to Delhi is constructed. This is already 70-80% completed, he said. The upper house witnessed uproar during the zero hour after BJP member Baburam Nishad lashed out at the West Bengal government for alleged lapses at President Draupadi Murmu's event in the state. He said, violation of protocol is not just a mistake, but a constitutional offence. Nishad said there was violation of protocol during the visit of the president to the state last week. When a state government deliberately disregards the highest office in the country, it forgets that it is in power after taking oath on the constitution, he said. He further said that the time has come when mere censure will not suffice, but a special law like the Constitutional Responsibility Act should be enacted to deal with such issues. Nishad said if a state government deliberately violates the protocol of the president or constitutional heads, then proceedings under Article 356 should be initiated. He also suggested criminal cases on the lines of contempt of court should be initiated against ministers and officials responsible for ensuring protocol is followed. His speech was interrupted by Trinamool Congress members who started sloganeering and tried to disrupt his speech. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, who was presiding the House, asked the AITC members to return to their seats. In a reply to questions on job creation by cooperative societies, the government informed Rajya Sabha that the cooperative sector ride-hailing service Bharat Taxi will be expanded to all big cities and talukas in the next 2-3 years. Minister of State for Cooperation Krishan Pal said, Bharat Taxi has been started to empower drivers and increase their income. The minister said Bharat Taxi is operational in Delhi NCR, Gujarat's Ahmedabad, Rajkot, Somnath and Dwarka. In the next 2-3 years, the government will take the service to all big cities and talukas. Till now, 4 lakh drivers have been registered with it, Pal said. Bharat Taxi platform, the country's first cooperative-run ride-hailing platform, has been established by India's top 8 cooperative organizations, including dairy major Amul. It will enhance drivers' income significantly, besides giving them ownership, the minister said. The government informed the Rajya Sabha that the centre has no role in the devolution of funds to Panchayati Raj institutions, and it is only states which do so, with Punjab's performance on this front being lower than even the national average. Replying to supplementary queries during the question hour, Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, S.P. Singh Baghel, said, on monitoring of funds for PRIs, it has been found that among all states, Punjab is one of the bad performers. Baghel said in the 13th Finance Commission, 65,000 crore rupees were earmarked for states for devolution to PRIs, while in the 15th Finance Commission, this figure is 2.97 lakh crore rupees, which is more than 5 times. In the 16th Finance Commission, 4.4 lakh crore rupees have been earmarked for devolution, which is nearly double than the last. During special mentions, nominated Rajya Sabha MP Sudha Murthy raised the issue of bullying of children in schools and urged the government to enact a mandatory national framework that includes emotional sensitivity training. She said, recent tragedies across the country have shown that this is not just a personal matter between children, but a failure of institutional accountability. While the National Education Policy 2020 emphasizes mental health, many schools still lack the necessary counselors, she said. Currently, there is only advisory guidelines from the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights and the Ministry of Education, she noted. Because there is no mandatory national law, implementation is inconsistent across different state and education boards, she pointed out. That's all in Parliament Review.